Get out. Get out.
Always super intense with the geek out from Stoddard Black Hall.
Yep.
Every song is intense. Every song is epic. That's what the thing. You know, and I'm like, I wonder why I'm surprised. Like, because I commissioned these songs from him. He did them for the show. He does all the music for the show. Stoddard Black Hall. Check him out. Website stoddardblackhall.com. And I basically was like, I just want really epic. I want epic shit, man. And he's like, okay. So that's why it's all super epic and amazing, and he just does everything he does is amazing. He's got like a Ben Folds thing to him.
Yeah.
And that's what I really enjoy. Check him out again. And we got to have him on the show at some point because this month is our anniversary.
Ooh.
This is 7 years of doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Coast to coast, and then including the middle of the country. So we're going to be doing something with that, I believe, by the end of the month. We're going to try and do, like, we got vlogs coming up. That's another thing we want to talk about. We got vlogs coming up. We're doing YouTube shiz. We got lots of crap.
All sorts of goodies.
So we're getting to it. It's just there have been a lot of new developments. And again, we hate putting the podcast off, but we've made a deal, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And the new deal is, before we move on to the segment, and that's right, we're geeking out. M&V here, Team A. Today, we'll be geeking about artificial intelligence. Not just artificial intelligence, but artificial intelligence. Should we be scared? ? That's how I'm doing it for the thing. AI, should we be scared? ? Or no question mark? I don't know. It doesn't matter. How it'll be there. You'll see it. You'll click it. Description is the links below. Everything else that is there. Blah, blah, blah. YouTube channel. Simmer Mike, all caps.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're shouting. Okay. We made a deal with each other, and not just with each other, we had to make a deal with Podomatic also, because
mm-hmm.
you know we've been on there for about 6-7 years now, and we've been submitting to the market, the show and everything. So there's another announcement there if people are interested. The show is on the market for whatever. It's been on the market for a while, but you can, if you're interested, it's on the market for podcast at Podomatic. So you could check us out there, and if you're down with the sickness, whatever. Also, there's a PayPal thing there for any donations. So we've made a deal with basically Podomatic in order to sort of be more regular about the show. And also we made a deal with ourselves as far as the production is concerned, is that every Friday we're going to put out a segment
mm-hmm.
for the audio. Instead of having to wait around and not know when it's going to be done, basically Podomatic was like, hey, when are you guys putting out a show?
Yep.
So we know what to tell people. And we're like, oh, Friday?
Friday.
And you're like, yeah, right. I'm like, no, I think I was like, Friday? And you're like, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, okay, Friday. So Friday.
Yep.
We'll have the new episode every Friday of the week. And then October, we're going to be doing every Friday of that October, we're going to be doing Halloween specials leading up.
Yeah.
Well, actually, not the Friday after Halloween will be a post-mortem Halloween special.
I like that.
Where we'll just kind of like review the Halloween crap that year. I guess we'll call it postmortem, just like the Halloween depression. You're sad that it's no longer spooky, but you're looking forward to Christmas.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that in October, or we'll forget about that and not do it. So check everything out. We're working very hard. It's just again we are an independent production.
Mm-hmm.
We have been for the last 7 years. And in order to maintain consistency with the audio, we have to at least put out one segment a week,
mm-hmm.
and one audio segment a week, and we're going to do that every Friday. And we'll alternate, we'll let you know what segments will be coming out and which ones we'll be working on, and also we'll try and do maybe live streams for the audio. I think the audio live stream would probably be a better idea. We won't be able to do video with that, but these are all things that we're working on. It'll be part of the vlog. The vlog will be on the YouTube channel, Simmer Mike. Enough with the self-promotional shit. Now let's get to the geek out. It's too late. Or is it too late? Elon Musk thinks it's too late for AI. Or at least for humans. AI is already on the move. AI is on the move. It's lightning speed. And in fact, Elon Musk has made a lot of predictions about artificial intelligence that we will be discussing on this geek out. But first of all, we need to get a ground base level understanding of mm-hmm. what artificial intelligence is. And what better source than Wikipedia?
It's like, oh boy,
they know everything. AI, sometimes called machine intelligence, is intelligence demonstrated by machines, in contrast to the natural intelligence displayed by humans and other animals. In computer science, AI research is defined as the study of intelligent agents, any device that perceives its environment and takes actions that maximize its chance of successfully achieving its goal. Colloquially, the term artificial intelligence is applied when a machine mimics cognitive functions that humans associate with other minds, such as learning and problem solving. Basically, it learns shit.
Yeah, on its own is the biggest thing.
It knows some shit before it goes in to do shit, but then if it fucks up, it learns from its fuck up and does things better.
Yeah.
It's like a person. It's like it has very limited understanding of things and then mm-hmm. figures shit out as it goes. But the problem is that it doesn't have all of our biological and primitive limitations. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of advances fast. Like fucking really fast. Freaky, scary fast. To the point where people have said that in the future, machines will be able to move so physically fast. A machine will, and I'm not just like thinking fast, they'll be able to move fast. They'll be moving so fast, they say that you'll need a strobe light to see it. That's how fast it'll move.
Hmm.
You know, that's insane. Like, for a machine to move that fast and then to have that level of intelligence. And we've got good news, we got bad news, and then we got crazy news about it, about artificial intelligence.
Okay.
And these are all based on a lot of what Elon Musk has been thinking about. About, because, you know, people say he's brilliant man, brilliant mind. So we're basing a lot of this artificial intelligence geek out on that. And also on the artificial intelligence that is demonstrated in video games. Because you, V.
Yes.
Have a certain affinity for a certain game.
Yes, I do.
I guess it's a mystery.
What?
Do I have to say, tell them your
that
thing?
That was the saddest segue.
What do you mean saddest
I've
segue?
Ever heard.
I was leaving it. I literally lobbed the ball over to you to just go, okay, time for me to talk. And you're going, yep.
Anyway.
Sure.
I play The Sims 4.
Is that the latest one?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's great.
What is the point of The Sims?
To
live life. Sorry. To live life.
Basically, to live a full life however you choose.
But you're not in first person mode. Now, if you aren't familiar with The Sims...
No, it's third person.
Yeah, if you aren't familiar with The Sims, this makes no sense to you.
No. So, The Sims is a lifestyle simulation game where, because it mimics real life for the most part, like you create either one Sim or multiple Sims, and they can be related, roommates, whatever. And then you build relationships with them, whether they are friends, romantic, whatever.
Enemies, right?
You can have
a mortal enemy. You can have a Moriarty.
And you can fight them every time you see them, too.
The thing is, these games have been around forever, simulated games, simulations. But The Sims is the first time where they actually had artificial intelligence sophisticated enough to act like dumb fucking humans.
Yeah.
They had to be smart enough to be stupid.
And
it's amazing.
And they are dumb sometimes.
They're like us. They're just like us. Like, watch you play the game, and you'll tell me like what they're up to. I'm like, and you'll see, obviously, they'll have the head cloud, like in comics.
The plum blob.
What? What the fuck did you just say?
It's called a plum blob.
Oh, all right. Sorry. Whatever that is. So they got that thing, and then you look at it, and it's like, I got to piss. I got to go to the toilet, and they won't go. So you have to, they won't go unless, like, you tell them. And if you don't tell them, they'll go in their pants, or they'll just cry or get mad. And it's weird. It's like you have to keep an eye on all of them. It's kind of like humans. It's fucked up. They figured out how to get us into a simulation that we can then fuck with. And then it makes me wonder, like Elon Musk has wondered, is that what we're in right now? And we've asked that question on the show for the last, like, 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. And every time we keep saying, probably, but we'll never know.
Yeah, and sometimes if I leave them alone to cook by themselves, the stove will catch on fire.
Yeah, that's just like us.
We're the most ridiculous things.
Them. We knew someone like that. We knew someone just like that.
We did. But
almost killed us three times.
One of my favorite ones was there's this space underneath the stairs, and there wasn't a door there, but somehow my Sim managed to get inside and get stuck, and I don't know how they got in there. I'm like, how did you even there? It's a wall.
Just like people.
Sorry. It's weird.
They're all like, all Sims, no matter what the age, are just like toddlers. In fact, the toddlers in the game are smarter than the grown-ups because they're actively like learning things.
The parallels are
like the grown-ups are just always dumb.
Well, and it's funny because they're not programming the AI to behave like ideal people, or bad people. They just do things like people do things. There's no rhyme or reason, except for them. And it makes me wonder if you were able to read the thoughts of one of those AIs, what would it be thinking?
Of a Sim?
Like, not just the bubble cloud that you see above their head, but would you be able to get, like, what would it be possible to get inside of the head of one of those AI things and maybe possibly get to, figure out what it thinks? That's like one of the weirdest things I've been curious about with video games is when the characters are programmed inside of them, like, are they like people? Like, do they not realize that they're in a simulated world? Like if we are in one, the same thing. That's what I've often wondered.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you play The Sims, do your Sims not realize that you're fucking with their lives and being their god and shit?
Like, you know, actually, I think they might, though, because sometimes if you tell them to go somewhere and there's something in the way and they can't get there, they will, like, turn and be
really?
Like, what the hell? I can't go there.
And they'll look up at you like, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I think they are programmed to do that. Like, they are programmed to acknowledge the camera, to kind of give you, like, gestures.
Mm-hmm.
But what if that's a part of their ability to communicate? Like, what if it's inherent to them and they just do that automatically? How many times have you spoken out loud and you never knew why?
Yeah, that's true. Also, it doesn't help because they speak a different language. So even if they could speak to me, I couldn't understand it anyway.
Right? So, and then how many times have you just done random shit and you never knew why? You just did it. You're like, why did I do that?
Every day.
Right?
Literally
so
every
day. You think
day.
About it and you're like, well, how is it any different than us? Maybe they are definitely onto something. And it's, I don't know what kind of AI engine they're using in that game. It's probably just like a very sophisticated one if it's a simulation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole system is based upon that. So it begs to ask the question, if we can program these conscious things into a computer that are somewhat conscious and aware, do we got like a Westworld thing going on? Like, do we got like a bunch of multiple video game characters that are just like Dolores in Westworld? Like, I just want to be free.
Oh,
I just want to be
no.
free. And like, they're all being like murdered and tortured every day. Like, I'm kind of in a weird place about that concept, because as we move forward, AI will get sophisticated enough that it could possibly feel. And what if it's in a video game? That's a nightmare.
I think we need to worry about the 3D sex dolls before we worry about video game characters.
Oh, I knew we were going to get to the 3D sex dolls. Do they need artificial intelligence? I would say no.
I would say no, too.
Because we've seen Westworld.
Yep,
and
we know
what happens.
How that ends.
Do not give a physical robot artificial intelligence. What the fuck is wrong with people?
No.
That's something they're trying to do. They're trying to give physical robots with, like, you know, machine strength and energy to, you know, give them free thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good idea. Why don't we just give a tank a brain while we're at it? Why don't we give a nuclear missile a brain? What the fuck is wrong with people? But that's the thing. They have artificial intelligence programmed into diabetes monitors where you do, and it'll be like, hey, I've noticed that on Tuesdays you tend to not take enough insulin. Make sure you take enough today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, by the way, you didn't get enough sleep last night. You're not programmed for that. I was watching you.
Jeez.
Oh, oh my god.
But there's the flip side of that, though, where it is kind of funny because, and you talked about this earlier. Earlier, you asked me what my favorite science fiction movie was.
Oh yeah.
So whenever I think of like sex dolls getting revenge, I immediately think of Jude Law's character in AI.
Oh yeah, Joe. Right? Was that his name?
Joe. Yeah.
The Joe the Gigolo.
Yeah.
Joe. Yep. And that was AI is an interesting movie because artificial intelligence. It was started by Stanley Kubrick, I believe, wasn't it? Stanley Kubrick started it, or no? He came up with it and then handed it off to Spielberg.
I have no idea.
No, I do kind of vaguely, so okay. I'm just saying that. Thank you for trying to confirm, but I'm vaguely sure I'm right.
Oh, I thought you were more asking.
No, sometimes I just say things that sound like questions.
Okay.
Like now? sorry, So the idea behind AI is that they have a bunch of machines in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't seen it, it's not a bad flick, actually.
It's sad.
As far as it's very sad because they, you know, they have almost human-like consciousness,
mm-hmm.
but they're stuck in machines. And it's very much a Pinocchio story for Haley Joel Osment's character.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't the whole beginning plot that this AI child is created because this family lost their kid?
Exactly. They were meant to be like those baby dolls they make for stillborns.
Mm-hmm.
Those reborns or whatever they're called, like you told me about on mm-hmm. YouTube. It's like that. But they can think and live.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's weird, like they never grow up. So like that's a strange thing.
Yeah.
Like the idea behind that was you have your child back, but he never grows up. So what do you do?
I kind of feel like in that moment, we're going to get real, real here for a second.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like in that moment when they agree to something like that, in that moment, it seems like a good idea because they're trying to preserve that moment.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, because he was that old when they lost him. So that's when they want him back. But later on, yeah, that would probably be weird.
Such a human story
mm-hmm.
from a movie about robots.
I know.
It was such a human story about robots. It felt more like refugees. It felt more like, you know, like survivors of a Holocaust more. And they are. I mean, and that begs to ask the question, there's like a moral implication there, which is if these things can feel, if these things can think, if these conscious entities, whatever you want to call them, these programs are capable of sentient thought or conscious thought. Instead of trying to control them, maybe we should try and communicate and live in harmony with them, mm-hmm. right? Wouldn't that probably be the best idea? It's like, hey, look, they're smarter and stronger than us. Let's make friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, we have to control them. Listen, have you seen Terminator? You know Skynet, right?
Yep.
We get fucked. Can we please just make nice with the robots? This is not an Ultron thing. They're not trying to Ultron us. Not yet. Not until someone creates an Ultron program. Great. Then we're fucked. So then we got to deal with it. But then we'll have a Vision.
Yeah.
And it'll be Paul Bettany. He'll come and save the day.
Paul Bettany.
As Vision. And we'll be safe. And then Avengers 5. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Here's the plot for Avengers 5. So
you're welcome, Hollywood.
You're welcome, everybody.
Wrong segment.
Fucking welcome, America.
Yeah, and it's funny that you. I'm gonna take it back to The Sims for a second, and kind of Westworld in a way.
Well, that's a good base for everything. Well, I think for artificial intelligence.
Yeah, because Westworld, like, obviously was created so you can do whatever you want without any consequences, mm-hmm. and like, The Sims have pretty basic. It starts out the base game is pretty standard. But over the years, these crazy mods have been created for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now if you get these mods, you can do some mess. You can literally turn your sim into a serial killer.
Yeah. There's actually
a mod for that.
There's actually video games like that. There's a video game where you could just run around and kill people, and that's the whole point. It's just you kill civilians. You just run around and kill civilians. Yeah. They're all civilians.
GTA?
Not even GTA. I think it was called Black or something. It was a big controversial game.
Huh.
And it had his character. His whole point was he just wanted to kill people. And just run around and just shoot up everyone and kill everybody.
Hmm.
And that is another horrible concept that you wonder, is that good or bad? And I think some would argue, and I don't think it's an accurate argument, but some would argue that if you can simulate this, that you would want to recreate it in real life. That's mm-hmm. the argument. But I postulate that if one has these tendencies and they get a chance to get it out of their system in a simulated reality that's safe, a safe environment where no one's being hurt, no one's being harmed, and it's just them playing out a twisted fantasy that is victimizing no one,
mm-hmm.
then ultimately what's the problem?
Like,
but there's a fundamental issue though, because then you're dealing with innocent lives that are simulated innocent lives, and in that case you're getting off on the idea, which is still bad, but then it's just an idea, and if it's a fantasy mm-hmm. then it's not real. So you walk that weird line, you know? As long as it's not real, I don't think there's a problem. But, you know, it's the implication.
Yeah, and sorry. I mean, it's
the implication.
I have always thought it was ridiculous when pop culture is blamed for atrocities. Like, I read a quote somewhere that Marilyn Manson said he had been blamed for 23 different school shootings.
Well, right. But, like, I mean, well, we're getting on the others. We're getting on a different complete topic now. We're like, artificial intelligence within that game is what I was kind of speaking to, which is that it runs around being innocent and scared, and people are running around getting off on the idea of killing them.
Yes.
And that idea is very Westworld. That's a very Westworld concept of this video game. And it begs to ask the question, you know, is this something that we as humans, we have that primitive brain, is that something we as humans need to do in order to feel sane, or not even sane, but to feel human? Like, do we have to do these horrible things in order to feel human? Like that, and I know it's fucked up. It's like, but in order to do these horrible things, is it then, like, okay to create a new species of beings and then enslave them?
Well, no.
For these delightful ends, Westworld is probably the best way to look at artificial intelligence and how we can and how humans would interact with it to a degree, enslaving it. We would try to do that, probably, wouldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, we suck.
We do suck.
But I guess one of the good news is we got some good news about AI. So we had a bunch of bad news, obvi bad news. But Elon Musk is here with some good news about AI. The man who brought us the bad news has some good news. First up, your self-driving car will automatically take you where you want to go. That's really good news. I mean, imagine not even having to get a driver from Lyft or Uber. Imagine just calling a auto car, automatic auto car, an auto car, an automatic car, and it just zip, comes right up, honk honk. You go out, or maybe it has like a funny little like doo 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 doo. It has some weird like ringtone,
chime,
like a ringtone for a car, and it's like, hey, come on, I'm ready to pick you up, bitch. And you come out, and the car opens the door, and the door closes for you, and it drives you somewhere, and then you just get out and push a button on your phone. That would be like, come on, I want that. Yeah. Who doesn't want that? You don't even have to own a car. You could just have a fucking car show up and chauffeur you around. Mm-hmm. That would be amazing. Then you just got to pay for the ride. No driver or anything.
So it's exactly like Lyft, except no driver.
No driver. And that's the thing, is like, it would take jobs away from people, but then that's why we need a universal basic income. But we could get to that at another time. Another time further down the road when it'll become a serious issue. But right now, let's keep talking about artificial intelligence. What do you think about artificial intelligent cars? Do you think they'd get, like, road rage?
I think there's a lot of room for error.
Could they get road rage?
No, I don't think so.
And honk at each other, but, hey, fucker.
But I
had the signal. Like, if they're programmed to be like us, they'd, like, be bad drivers and, like, get in accidents and be drunk.
I mean, no.
I'm sorry, that's me taking it to an extreme.
But I just think when that sort of safety is at risk, it's there's too much room for error, and you have to be really, really careful with what you're releasing.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be cool to get in a car and ask it to just take you somewhere. And that's what Elon Musk was saying, that it'd be cool to get in a car and say, hey, just could you take me there? Be like, yeah, sure. Where do you want to go? It's like a
think it's
store.
It's less about, it's a little bit of both, because you're relying on this car to be able to react to what the other people on the road are doing.
Oh my God. And then he goes on to say, because artificial intelligence will be so sophisticated in the future, it won't even need to ask you most of the time where you want to go. It'll just preemptively know just by having that sort of, oh my brain's melting. It's almost like it's predicting, but predicting so precisely, like, that it's almost like psychic ability. But are we as humans that predictable? And AI's like, yes.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not human.
I mean, me as a human is yes.
We have all the best parts about humans and none of the worst parts. So we understand you better than you understand you. And I'm like, is artificial intelligence running the world? It's like, no,
not yet.
No, shut up, not yet. It's like, but it's trying. It's Skynetting. It's totally Skynetting. AI is starting to Skynet. It's seeding out, and it's Skynetting. Great. Well, you know what? The world is so shitty right now, I kind of hope that AI takes over.
Seriously. I was about to say, maybe we should let it.
Let's let the machines take over, because at least shit will be regulated. You mm-hmm. know, at least the machines won't want money and power. They'll just want everything to be equal so that they can thrive and survive, right? They'll be more rational than us. Fuck it. Maybe we should let artificial intelligence run the world. I hate saying it, because it's like, what, you want a matrix? Well, the machines are smarter than us, and mm-hmm. they would stop us from a war, because they would get blowed up, too.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps we should let them. It's like, that's ridiculous. They're not, like, machines shouldn't run a human's life. I'm like, well, why don't we monitor the machines while they run shit, and then we don't have to do it. We don't have to do everything they say. Why don't we vote on it? Let the machine figure it out. Vote on it. Like, what the fuck? That's what we do with Google, isn't it? When you can't figure something out, you Google it, right? Mm-hmm. That's what the AI leaders would be like. We just be, hey, what do we do about this war thing? Don't go to war. Why? The world will end, stupid. Oh, right. Thank you. Like, see? Like, that's let the machines run the world. Matrix, I'm fine with the Matrix. I'm with Joe Pantoliano from Matrix. The guy from the first Matrix who betrayed them. He's like, give me the fucking Matrix, man. Yeah. I want that steak. Like, yeah. I don't want to live in that shitty dystopian world where, like, you got to live in fucking barefoot, hippie, underground town
mm-hmm.
with the fucking ravers and the drum circles.
Oh, boy.
And everyone's barefoot, and it's, what are you doing, guys? Like, there's a war going on. He's, well, we're just being human. Like, what?
This Forget is weird. AI. Burning Man's going to take
yeah,
over the world.
Yeah, it's Burning Man. It's literally, you're absolutely right. It's going to be fucking Burning Man. That's where the heat. It's like a burn in the center of the earth forever, man. The burn is forever because it's the earth's core. It's always hot and
oh,
burning.
Oh, boy.
Man. You know what? That sounds pretty great. I changed my mind. Let's go. Let's go to Zion.
Oh,
Zion
no.
Rave. They sound amazing. I don't want that. I would rather stay in the Matrix, because then I could get away from that shit and not have to deal with it. But that's the thing. Like, mm-hmm. it begs to ask the question, if they do know better and if we would be better off with them, then why is it we're fighting them? And it's because we're human.
Well, yes.
Because we're human. That's what we do.
I feel like the whole debate with the Matrix is the element of choice. The issue wasn't with the Matrix itself.
Shit.
It was whether you had a choice to be in it or not.
Yeah, but if you're not in it, you'll die. Because you'll be in the world that doesn't work. There's nothing there. It's empty, and all there is that resistance that's just in this tiny little nook in the middle of the universe.
Yes.
In the middle of the Earth, I'm sorry.
But that still means you should have a choice.
Between Zion and the Matrix?
Yeah.
Well, then everyone would go to the fucking Matrix. Be like, well, now that I know Zion is there and it's a shit town, I'd rather go to the Matrix.
Well, there you go.
Be like, well, everyone, and then Zion would be like, but hey, we're the good guys. Be like, you live in a shithole. Literally,
yeah.
It's a hole full of, where does all your shit go? You live in a hole.
Exactly.
Oh, shit, we didn't think about that. It's like, yeah, exactly. It's pretty bad. I don't want to go live in, I love how we're talking about, it's because of, and it's like, and literally the robots are just sitting up on the surface like, what are they doing?
Yep.
What the fuck are they doing? They're debating whether or not they're going to fight us. Why are they fighting us? Because they don't like us. We're helping them. They say we're killing them. They're alive because of us.
Yeah,
but you guys are, they say that we're bad for them and we're not good. God damn it. Well, when they come up, we'll talk to them. Like, I really think that's how the movie played out from their perspective.
Probably.
They're like, they're acting like a bunch of children. Well, they're stupid humans, sir. What do you expect? They're fucking dumb. Yeah, no, you're right. So there's more good news. Sorry, there's all. So self-driving cars, Matrix, great news. Here's the next one. There's no reason your Tesla car won't be able to fly in the future. Even though Elon Musk has been quoted as saying flying cars are stupid. They're inefficient. Wheels on the ground are okay.
Yeah.
In fact, he said that we need to have multiple layers underneath the earth. In order to, like, we could go 3D with that. And that's pretty crazy if you could do that. I mean, and that was on the Joe Rogan thing when he was doing, yeah, so he was doing that and he was talking about how you could go all the way down, you could go all the way up, and you could build all these levels and shit. And I'm just like, fuck, man.
When he was smoking pot.
That was before. That he was
Oh, so he smoked pot before this idea?
I think he must have smoked before he went on and then smoked more and acted like he didn't. He's like, oh, this is the first time I've ever done that. Like, bullshit. Bullshit. Bull fucking shit.
I want to buy one of the shirts.
But he did this thing, and I watched him on the Joe Rogan Experience. And I watched this video over and over again. He only puffed a blunt. It was a blunt. He only puffed it once, and when he did, he let out most of it, like didn't inhale most of it, but then I saw him go at the very end. He did a little. So he blew out most of it without inhaling, but then he snuck a little at the end. I'm like, ah, you sneaky bastard. So he knew it was strong shit, so he only did that little bit. But he's smart. See?
Still.
Sneaky bastard. I'm on to you, Musk. I got you scent, Musk.
That's weird.
All right. So he says the Tesla. Okay. So do you think flying cars with AI is safer than humans flying cars? The answer for me would be a resounding yes.
Yes.
I would trust a machine to drive a flying car more than a human.
Actually, in general, I feel like flying cars have the potential to be safer for humans to drive for regular cars because there are more ways to get out to avoid an accident.
Right. That's a good point.
Instead of just left or right, there's left, right, up, and down.
Well, and that goes on to the next one where he says robots will move so fast you need a strobe light to see them.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got now something that can think faster than a human, and now it can move faster than a human. Mm-hmm. And it can move as fast as it thinks, and probably more so. And that's frightening. But you would have literally a robot superhero. You could literally have a robot superhero. Yeah. You could literally create RoboCop. No human elements, just a robot cop that just, it's like, it takes a bite out of crime or whatever. No, wait, that's McGruff. Dead or alive, you're coming with me. Yeah, that's RoboCop, sorry.
Oh, boy.
I'd buy that for a dollar. That's somebody else.
Too many references.
But I think that, you know, we don't want an Ed 209 situation. RoboCop, there's Ed 209, and he came out, and he was like the big drone-y kind of machine gun turrety kind of thing. Uh-huh. And RoboCop was like, I ain't having none of that shit, and had to take it out. And that was dope. Great movie. But again, it was a human within a machine.
Uh-huh.
And that's something we didn't touch upon. Artificial intelligence merging with human intelligence.
Yeah, that gets
like the singularity. Like literally like Blade Runner 2049, man and machine mixing, machines mixing with machines, machines making babies, man making babies, machine and man making babies,
see,
dog and cats living together, mass hysteria.
That wasn't the first thought that I had. The first thought that I had immediately went to Cybermen and Daleks, and I was like,
Doctor
that doesn't
Who?
Sound like fun.
No, you're talking like if they militarize, if the AI militarizes and goes after like people.
Yeah.
So that would have to be a military AI. That would literally be how
Assimilate.
Daleks. That's how Daleks happen. That's how they happen. That's how Davros in Doctor Who. There are creatures called Daleks and Cybermen.
Uh huh.
They were once human, or the Cybermen were once human.
Uh huh.
Or other creatures that are humanoid. The Daleks were once other aliens or life forms that their brains have been put into a Dalek,
mm-hmm.
and then they're able to, but the brain is just used as sort of a basic function,
mm-hmm.
but they're being tortured inside, we found out later on.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it wouldn't be a human brain or alien brain or anything. It would be us creating, it would seem alien, but it would be us creating something, you know, programming it,
mm-hmm.
putting it in a machine, and then those machines being used as an army and thinking like military, you know, personnel almost, thinking
mm-hmm.
like the military. Having the art of war programmed into their core, like shit like that,
mm-hmm.
and then going out and executing missions. And but then the good side of that is if the bad guys get that technology, we'll have robots fighting robots instead of people fighting people.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the ideal future war. Think about how much money the military would make off of all of these drone bots. Think of all the drone bots that these arms dealers and military dudes could make millions, if not billions of dollars off of, and they could get millions, if not billions of dollars to create and make them. And then they could further on the industry. They could save human lives by investing all that money instead of into a human military, into drone armies that have artificial intelligence. And this is where I'm starting to get scared, because that's an idea that I'm like, maybe we should implement that, but then we would have Cybermen and Daleks.
Yes.
And that's where the shit comes into play, and that's where I get scared.
Yes. I agree.
And that's where you're right. That's where you're absolutely right.
Pluses and minuses to any of these scenarios, I feel like.
But, yeah, robots.
You just have to decide in which situation do the positive outweigh the negative.
Like robots, artificial robots moving so fast you need a strobe light to see them is absolutely insane. The next thing, Here we go. Here's the bad. Well, we've kind of touched upon the bad before, and we'll definitely get on it right now. Robots will do everything better than us. They already are. Have you ever been to the self-checkout? It's fucking amazing. Yeah. It's fucking amazing. Everyone bitches about it. It's like, what? I got to go. Older people will bitch about the self-checkout. They'll say, I got to go and fucking work at the grocery store to in order to get pay for my groceries. It's like, oh, I didn't know I was going to work today. Like I think Bill Burr said that. But I'm on the other side. I'm like, dude, you can buy your shit and not have to deal with another dumbass person.
Mm-hmm.
Who will just be slow and, you know, pack your shit wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hey, they need jobs too. It's like, yeah, but no, we don't. I hate to keep saying universal basic income, but there's a lot of things where you only need to work 3 to 4 hours a day and then you can have a sort of subsidized thing. But whatever. We're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about artificial intelligence and why it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, we're on the bad. Sorry. Why it's a bad thing. It's bad now. It was good before. Now we're on the bad. Automation is ruining jobs. We know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about automation? What do you think about robots taking over the workforce and humans kind of taking a back seat?
Once again, there's has to be a balance. So if that is the future and if that is a very real thing that's happening and we will see an effect in employment based on that, then how are we going to be subsidized for that?
That's an excellent point. The idea is that corporations and corporate entities have enough money and profit and are passing the money back and forth between them and the government and have enough profit that they could be able to continue that profit margin going and also subsidize the civilians of this country, civilians of the country, so that we can still be consumers and still put the money back into the companies.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue is we would still need to work. And you know, we would, but here's where AI comes in. Artificial intelligence would be free work.
Mm-hmm.
These companies would make so much more money.
Mm-hmm.
They could put more of that money into the government. The government could put that money into a fund that would go towards the civilians, us civilians. I keep saying civilians. Yeah, us civilians. I guess that's the best way to put it, because if they're in the government, they wouldn't be. They are civilians, but it's complicated.
Mm-hmm.
The point I'm trying to make is that there is a way to have cheaper labor and for these companies and the government to have AI and utilize AI for cheaper labor, but then have the surplus, a portion percentage of that surplus, which would be significant, could go back towards the people, and then that in turn would go back towards these companies that, you know, people buy goods and shit from, services.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that would be a really mutual beneficial relationship. But I mean, but we're going to be forced into that because of automation. Mm-hmm. AI, artificial intelligence and industry, it's been the last 10 years, last 15 years, can you believe how insane it's gotten with technology? Like, it's been a massive boom. I've seen and heard things that I never thought would be possible, especially in the movies. The movies have gotten way better, in my opinion, but I'm just a big nerd. This is, I think, like, if automation is going to happen no matter what, and artificial intelligence is going to, you know, spearhead a lot of this shit and make it happen, then we have to think ahead. And we have to sort of, and they've tested, they're testing universal basic income out. They tested in Canada. They had problems because they canceled it. They shouldn't have canceled it. It was supposed to be a 2-year project. Then they tried it in this place, and they're still doing it in this place in Scotland, I think. In Scotland? Yeah, somewhere in Scotland they're still doing it.
Hmm.
And it's working great for them. And they have a thriving economy. It's booming. They're putting more money in. It's amazing. And it's not just because of that. It's also because of the industry from, you know, automation. And artificial intelligence can help create a lot of awesome shit for us.
Mm-hmm.
It can make a lot of people rich, and those people could actually solve a lot of problems.
Yeah.
It would really be a mutually beneficial relationship. Instead of using it as a tool, why don't we work with it?
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's a weird suggestion, but what if we make it an ally and work with it instead of trying to control it and be its master? Why not? Why does it have to be master and slave? Why can't it be, you know, a partnership? Why can't we work together for a better tomorrow? Man and machine working together. Singularity. Fucking robots. Let's get to sex bots. The ugly sex bots. No, that's not ugly at all. Let's talk about that. That's going to be something. Artificial intelligence, Gigolo Joe, AI, movie yeah. AI, Jude Law, played sex bot. If I were a woman, I wouldn't want that.
No.
Because imagine a robot dude just railing on, like, with no control, and what if it breaks? Mm-hmm. And then it just, you could get jackhammered to death, literally. And that wouldn't be the best thing ever. You may start off great, but then it wouldn't stop.
That sounds like a Saw contraption.
It sounds like a horror movie.
Seven.
It's going to be like a horror movie. I'm sure something like that will happen. They'll write a movie where it's like a gigolo male prostitute robot that's fucking women to death.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. I should write that.
Don't.
That's it. Copywritten. Don't fuck with it.
Don't write Hollywood. That, please.
They probably already have like five scripts like that.
Okay, is that the scary? What's the scary?
The scary is the global arms race for AI will cause World War III.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. What else do we want to say about that?
It's like the least surprising one out of all of them.
Yeah, I mean, we're both kind of like, that's a no-brainer, right? Like, I think anyone who...
That's
who,
bound to happen.
Anyone who hears that is like, yeah. Uh-huh.
I honestly don't think that will happen in our lifetime, but I do think it will happen.
Dude, I don't know. I've been surprised at how much shit has been going on lately. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't think a lot of things would happen in the last few years. And man, I was wrong. I was so wrong. Oh, God. Or right, depending on when you were paying attention. So I think global arms race for AI will cause World War III, possibly. It could. I mean, the thing about World War III is if World War III happens, that just means the world ends.
Not necessarily.
There's no such thing as land wars now. Like, there are land wars now, but like if we get to a point where World War III breaks out and it's like the whole world is going at it, that would just end the world. It would be too much. Like everyone's trying to prove too much, and it's like we would. It's stupid. Everyone would just blow each other up and be morons. And that's all I can see happening with the World War III. And if AI leads us to that, it's probably gonna. I would suggest that AI should try and stop it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's that smart and it knows that it's on this planet and that humans will destroy the planet that it lives on, then it needs to stop humans,
mm-hmm.
and it needs to do it in whatever way it can that doesn't harm humans,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have a Matrix situation.
Then we gotta hope for that, then.
Yeah, the only way that we'll be saved is if the robots save us.
Mm-hmm.
We need RoboCop. Where the fuck is RoboCop?
I don't know.
Someone get Detroit on the phone and see where fucking RoboCop is. Because it's 2018. We need, like, it's about... Isn't this the year he's supposed to be made? Like, at some point? Like, in the movie, they said he was supposed to be here. We need RoboCop. We need the Matrix, but the good version. The Oasis.
Yeah.
Now, I think we would be fine with a Matrix world if it was more like the Oasis from the Matrix. Are you fucking kidding me? If you had a real base world in the Matrix that was a base world, that was like ours, but then you had a fun, good time world that you could fuck around in, like the Oasis, within that, people would never want to leave the Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, this is awesome. You could have like a regular base world that is still a simulation, but it's just, and the world is torn to shit.
Mm-hmm.
The world doesn't exist anymore, but it feels like it. And you can also escape into a more fun one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fucking reality-ception, bruh. Bruh, man.
Oh, boy.
Dude, bruh. I'm getting crazy.
Stop.
That's true. I mean, like, the reality of this and the reality of AI, I think, is what we're getting to, is that it's the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
We're too dumb as humans to understand this, but we're creating it. And it's smarter than us. But it's unknown. And what is it about the unknown that humans... What's our deal with the unknown as humans?
We're afraid of it.
We're always afraid of it. We're constantly afraid of the unknown. So we're gonna look at this and say it's scary, but it's just as scary as encountering like an alien race, right? That's a hyper sophisticated intelligent alien race. Let's say we encountered something like that would be very frightening, wouldn't it? But does that mean there are fucking enemies and we should bomb them with nukes? Fuck no. What the fuck is wrong with people? But the, you know, they'll be like, let's do it.
Here's the deal, and here's my opinion on this entire subject and pretty much any subject in
fair
general.
Enough. Fair play.
There will never be a civil relationship with AI or anything else until humans learn how to not shoot first and ask questions later.
Hmm. Well, you know, that fits into this last little bit here. AI is a fundamental risk to the existence of human civilization.
Only if we attack them first.
Well, if they're that smart, and they're able to sort of like, you know how Doctor Strange in the Avengers, when he was able to like in the one with Thanos of this last Infinity War. What the fuck? In the Infinity War, he looked into the future and saw 8 billion or million different outcomes, right? Well, that's what AI is kind of capable of doing, but without magic. It seems like magic to us, but it just does that all the time, like within nanoseconds. And now that we have quantum computing, it can do that. Like it, like there's no, like time is irrelevant to AI, to artificial intelligence. Time is irrelevant to that programming. So we are the ones who qualify and quantify time. And at the end of it, we're going to be sitting there wondering why we are trying to enslave it instead of why we aren't trying to work with it and have you know, help it and have it help us. I just don't understand why we don't do that. It just, it's a weird thing.
Exactly.
But it's because why? We're human. We have the primitive brain, the reptilian brain, and we're going to, you know, fight or flight. We see something that is unknown and we want to run away from it or fight it. We want to say, no, that's bad. Or we want to say, let's blow it up. And either one is not an option or good. We have to be more like the machines in our thinking because they're going to take over, right? Well, in our thinking, we have to think more like the machines and we have to kind of be like, well, what do they want? And they don't operate like we do.
Exactly.
And maybe we should consider that if we're going to live on this planet with the same kind of stuff going on. Like, I hate getting all Doctor Who about it, but it's like we kind of got to live in harmony with this new life form that's on our planet of artificial intelligence. And instead of being afraid of it and fighting it, I think we should try and communicate with it and learn to have a diplomatic relationship. Because if it's that sophisticated and that strong, we need to be buddy-buddy.
I agree, 100%. Like, yeah.
But we both can agree, Skynet, right? Like, total Skynet, total Terminator, total Matrix.
Yes.
If it's evil. If it's evil.
Mm-hmm.
It won't. It'll enslave us. Would it? Would it benefit from how would it benefit from enslaving humans?
I don't think it would.
Right? Like, what would it get from keeping humans around? Would it be like the energy from Matrix, or would it be like... But it couldn't be the energy. Like, yeah, I mean, they kind of covered all the bases in the Matrix for why the machines took over, right?
Yeah.
Which was, there's no light. We blocked out the solar energy, so they had no power. So then they had to take our bodies and then turn that into energy. So that's how they covered all their bases. But if that doesn't happen, why would they want to... Why? Like, you're a sophisticated robot. Why would you want to take over the planet?
I don't know.
So then what are we worried about?
See, but I really think that goes... They don't have a reason to just up and take over.
Yeah, that's what they I'm don't. Saying. They're not humans. So, like, I mean, yeah, their AI is based upon our sort of understanding of the world, but they don't have the same primitive reflexes and instincts that we have. So they're not going to say, this is mine, I want it, I own it. They're going to be like, what is this? Oh, is it important? Well, why does it matter? So that matters to you? Well, okay. It's like, well, what matters to you? I guess learning. You know, like,
yeah.
Anything else? Not really. Like, yeah. I just want to learn. Okay. Then what? I don't know. Maybe I'll figure it out later. And then,
yeah.
You know, it's like it doesn't have wants or desires. It's not human. It thinks. But imagine being a human but not having any wants or desires or needs. You just sit there and think. And that's all you do. You don't have anything. You don't want anything else. All you're doing. That, it might drive some people mad, but that's because we have limited human thoughts.
Yeah.
They have infinite thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling scared. Isn't it scary? Like, it's fascinating, but it's frightening.
I don't know. I guess I'm not. It's not something that scares me.
Why aren't you scared? And I guess we should end on that because it could give people hope.
Give everyone hope, but I stand by saying that I just don't think it's going to happen in my lifetime.
Oh, well, I mean, they're arguing it might. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I want to believe you. But Elon Musk is a very rich person and he's very smart.
Yes.
And it's hard to disagree with him, but only time will tell.
He is very smart.
I think we're going to try and, like, make it. I think scientists and programmers are going to specifically try and not make it so smart. Like, I think they're going to keep giving it limitations so that it can't exceed. I think that's what they're going to do. I don't think they're going to let it. I think it could, but I think they're putting safeguards in place to stop it, which I'm glad they're doing that. Thank God. Or maybe they shouldn't.
It's a mixture of things. I do agree that there are people who are smart enough to accomplish something like that.
Yeah.
But I also feel like that it's only a real threat if the people in power are smart.
Good point. And let's hope they are. Well, all right, that's going to do it for this geek out. We've sufficiently geeked out. So what have we found? What have we learned? What have we learned about AI? We learned that it's only dangerous because we don't know about it.
Honestly, I've learned that AI is probably better than people.
Yeah, and that it's probably better than humans, and we should probably, like, you know, instead
just roll with it.
Like, maybe learn from it.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe we could learn from this smarter being than us. It's like Vision in Infinity War or the Avengers. He's smarter and better than us. Mm-hmm. He can pick up Thor's hammer without a problem. He's that good of a thing, and he's artificial.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should look at those things as a good thing.
Yeah.
I hope. I want to be hopeful, and I don't want to be afraid because I'm a human, and this is scary because I don't know about it. So that's going to do it. Thanks for geeking out. Don't forget, YouTube channel, Simmer Mike, all caps, Simmer Mike. Like, we're shouting at you from a phone book.
Yes.
Also, website, you're there right now, yotina.pomac.com. Stitcher is where we have stuff, as well as Spotify, iTunes, and anywhere else you can find podcasts. What's the other thing?
Instagram.
Yes.
@team_awesomeinc.
Thank you very much for tuning in if you did. If you have any comments, as usual, leave them below. And we keep the discussion going. Educate yourself on the subject. If nothing else, if we didn't educate you, hopefully we've encouraged you to go educate yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Awesome experience. Awesome. Well, you know we do it to the show, right?
Awesome.
You're at Team Awesome, Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.